At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of In Liberty and Health. Another wonderful Sunday morning, and as usual, we have Sunday coffee to go with it. Try to be too loud about that. I got my, as I call it, my mom mug with me. It's a Grounds and Hounds coffee cup. I got my wife a whole bunch of stuff for Christmas from them a couple years back, so I bought a coffee mug with it. Anyways, I hope everybody had a fantastic week, and I hope this week coming up for you will be a very, very great week as well. I wanted to talk about Put This Bucket on Your Head. It's an old essay in one of their old Red Pill forums from a guy named Whisper. Not really familiar with his work, but I've heard this essay enough that I decided today I should talk about it because I think it relates to some of the stuff we've seen going on recently, particularly with the whole Fresh and Fit saga. So I'll touch on that a little bit, but most of this is going to be about kind of the substance. So I actually do have a plan this Sunday. As usual, all chats are welcome. Super chats are very much so appreciated. If you come over to the YouTube side and leave a little donation, let everybody know that you appreciate what I do and what I got going on. Guests this week, I don't really have too much planned, but I'm sure it'll be a good week regardless. So we're going to read through this article, and obviously I'll go back and forth with everybody that wants to participate. So I guess without further ado, let's get into it.
What is up, everybody? My name is Kyle Matovic. I am the host of the In Liberty and Health podcast, where we talk all things liberty, health and wellness, and beyond. My hope is to encourage and spread the message of liberty and physical and mental well-being. I hope you enjoy all the topics we talk about with our guests. We're on all major streaming platforms, so please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Man, I'm doing as good as anyone can do getting buried by his 13-year-old son on leg day.
I'm not going to apologize for not being on this podcast because I got to go see Metallica. So if that's a problem, kiss my ass. Okay?
I am.
All right.
Cheers. One more time. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to In Liberty and Health. So put this bucket on your head. I've heard people say this a lot, and I have not read this article before. And I've heard the concept explained in different Red Pill books. But once again, remove yourself from the whole terminology of Red Pill, because this is more about just practical application in your life. And when people are trying to convince you of something, of an idea, or they're trying to sell you an idea or something like that, this concept is pretty useful. And basically, the saying goes, but obviously we're going to get into it, that somebody comes up to you with a bucket on their head and they insist that you have to put this bucket on your head as well. And the idea is that, like, okay, well, there is all these fascinating things and amazing things within this bucket, right? So if you just put this bucket on your head, then your entire life is going to change and everything's going to be amazing. But the consideration there should be, well, how's it working out for that person? Is their life good because they have said bucket on their head? And if you put this bucket on your head, is your life going to be substantially better? All reasonable things to consider anytime somebody's giving you any kind of information or trying to sell you on the next big diet plan, you know, whether that be F-seed oils or what have you. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at that. I hit the mute button right as soon as I had to sneeze. But yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Twitter must have been going through a thing recently where they were really boosting videos and stuff like that, because last couple weeks, my video content and stuff was getting a ton of live viewers from Twitter right now, and there's not nearly as many as there normally are over here from Twitter. So I don't know what the hell they're doing, but, you know, it's what it is. I did start this podcast a little bit early comparatively to when I normally start my Sunday morning podcast, but regardless of who's listening, what you're doing, or even if you're listening to this some other time other than Sunday morning, which would be live right now, I hope that you're happy, you're well, you're healthy, and your life is going well. And that if you have chosen to put any kind of bucket on your head, that it has made your life substantially better. So I guess without further ado, let me do a little share screen here, and we will just kind of read through this article together. And as always, super chats, whatever you got is always well appreciated. Let me get this in the right view here. God, that text is tiny. So there we go. Let's see how close I can get. Okay, you guys should be able to read that. You need to stick your head in this bucket right now. So this was published in 2019. I thought this was published earlier, but maybe I'm wrong. Sooner or later, someone is going to walk up to you with a bucket and somewhat breathlessly explain how you urgently need to stick your head in it. It might have any number of different labels on it. Jesus, perhaps, or philosophy, psychotherapy, socialism, functional programming, steroids, or veganism, nofap, red pill, LSD, or mysticism. So see, right there, I love how he hits all bases on this kind of stuff, because this really does apply to everyday life and the way that you should look at stuff. So anytime someone's telling you, well, Trump's going to save the world, or if you just vote for Biden, then racism and equality is, you know, racism is going to disappear and equality is going to rain down. Or if you just, you know, support Israel and say that you love, Israel's our greatest ally and they have the right to defend themselves, then your life's going to be so much better. I just like how he kind of goes out on all things. And like I said, to kind of remove any kind of subtext, if you will, or any kind of preconditioning from it, to basically come at it from a very neutral angle, which I think is important, because if you start off with just going to one side or the other, then you may shut some people off. So and for people who are smart, they can separate themselves from generalities and stuff like that. They'll explain how inside the bucket is a wonderful, enlightening experience that will change your view of the universe. And having already stuck their own heads there, they certainly seem to believe it. But is that a slightly glazed look in their eyes? So once again, this is kind of elaborating on the idea that this person has experienced such wonderful, you know, gains and feels so much better after sticking their head in said bucket that they now feel like they have to evangelize. And this kind of goes to the idea of being captured by ideology, right? Where you can tell somebody who's really captured by, let's say, you know, the Marxist stuff, right? Where, you know, oh, well, if real communism has never been tried, right? They have that glossed over look in their eyes, and you can tell basically the next sentence that they're going to say, because they're so possessed by this ideology that's really been rained down on them from on high. If we look at this problem in a naive, simplified math game theory way, it's insoluble. Excuse me. Before you stick your head in the bucket, you don't know what's inside. And afterwards, if indeed you do, you don't know if you truly have gained meaningful enlightenment or simply been practiced upon. But the world, fortunately for us, isn't actually that simple. It's full of other people. And you know what? This is probably going to cut a little bit more towards my fellow libertarians and friends in that sphere. All you have to do is notice what happened to the other people who stuck their heads in that particular bucket. And also but the world, fortunately for us, isn't actually that simple. It's full of other people. Pete, who I talk about a lot because he's a good friend of mine who kind of separated himself from libertarian ideology. He brings this up a lot when he talks about libertarian ideology, and basically it's the idea that when you put in any ideology, capitalism, communism, libertarianism, republicanism, democrat, you know, whatever you want to say, whatever ideology into practice, whenever it gets put into the real world, the nuance of the real world, the complications of the real world and real world application eventually starts to kind of poke holes in our entire, in the theory, because not everybody's going to adhere to said theory. Not everybody knows about said theory. There's so much that goes into our everyday lives that we do just kind of take for granted. So basically this is saying that when you put your head in the bucket, and you believe whatever this bucket is supposed to be about, is it going to functionally operate the way that this person who's telling you to stick your head in the bucket is telling you that it's going to be perceived and is going to interact in the world in such a way? I think for most people, if you know anything, then the truth is it's probably not. So let me continue here. All you have to do is notice what happened to other people who stuck their head in that particular bucket. Did they prosper afterwards? Did they thrive? Were they suddenly wittier, richer, healthier, stronger, prettier, more insightful, and were their lives filled with joy and meaning? This I cannot stress enough. If you have beliefs that essentially make your life so, if you chain yourself to a belief and it's made your life basically so that you're inoperable in the real world, what is the utility of that belief? And people could argue with me about my belief about foreign policy and the way that I look at politics. Has that made my life better or worse? In my analysis, when it comes to political stuff, I really don't think that you or I, the listener, have much say or sway in how federal politics or anything like that kind of runs. I mean, we're just not going to have an effect on that because we're merely one single person who's, you know, doing work in our own lives and has many, many other things to tend to that we can't really participate in politics in any serious capacity without contributing, you know, unreasonable amounts of time to that adventure. So, you know, one might argue that because I make an objective standard, I'm probably not going to vote in 2024. Then, hey, you're not participating in the political system, so therefore this is having consequences on your personal life. Okay, maybe you're right. But perhaps let's talk about lifting and, you know, living your life in a more healthy, active way. Yeah, it's fun to paint the fence. Yeah, well, you know what's funny about that in particular is that if somebody's holding a bucket and they're telling you that if you just paint the fence and your life will be better, okay, well, look at that person painting the fence. And would you want to change, you know, would you exchange your life with theirs for an hour? If the answer is no, then why the fuck would you paint the fence? That's kind of what the point I'm getting at here. But when it comes to like nutrition, health and wellness and the kind of stuff that I talk about, if you have a belief that, hey, eating sufficient protein every single day is going to get me as jacked as possible and working out 4 days a week like I do is going to lead to a much healthier life and a better life, and then that gets you in the gym and then you're consistent about it and your body composition improves and your health markers improve and all that stuff, to me, and probably to you too, that's a useful belief. If you have religious beliefs that you believe that anybody can be forgiven at any time, so long as they, you know, say Christ is king and all their sins are washed away, and you end up marrying a former porn star, as we're seeing this Nala girl get paraded around, and you become the laughing stock of your community. That wife that you just married cheats on you and takes you for half your stuff. Is that bucket worthy of putting on your head? I think the answer is pretty self-explanatory here. I got chocolate electrolytes in my coffee and it is just absolutely fantastic. I forgot to do my plugs at the beginning of the show, so make sure you go over to Tiger Fitness through the link below to get your protein and all that stuff. And then drinkelementtea.com/inliberty and health for the world's best electrolytes. And obviously Fox & Sons Coffee to get some absolutely fantastic coffee. Should normally plug that at the beginning, but I forgot this time. Okay, so did they prosper afterwards? Did they thrive? Were they suddenly wittier, richer, healthier, stronger, prettier, more insightful? And were their lives suddenly filled with joy and meaning? Or did they mostly just hang around doing the same old stuff, except for now they're trying to get you to stick your head in a bucket? Every bucket is going to have its own set of advocates who want you to stick your head in it, because the ones that don't, you've never heard of due to lack of publicity. They'll promise you all sorts of things, sincerely or not. Stop listening to them and start looking at them. So I always love this concept because it's such a useful mental model. If there are people who are preaching and evangelizing for anything, and they're not people that you would particularly look up to and you wouldn't trade places with, you should really consider why you're listening to those people, what the utility of those people are, and if you should continue to listen to those people, right? It's kind of like, would you listen to a health coach who is incredibly obese? Probably not. Would you listen to somebody on marriage, health and wellness advice if they were a fat piece of shit and divorced three times? I mean, they would at least know what the, they'd at least know what the divorce machine's like, right? I mean, they may not know a lot about a prosperous relationship, but they would definitely know what the divorce machine is like. So that's something to consider. And you know what? I will pull this out for a minute, and I want to talk about that whole Fresh and Fit deal. So the reason why I wanted to do this talk in particular is because obviously everybody...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
He's sharing the whole fresh from Fresh and Fit. Yes, fresh from Fresh and Fit. The dude who looks like a black Furby, and I'll see if I can find the tweets. But basically, fresh from Fresh and Fit is one of those red pill guys. They're on the Fresh and Fit podcast, and Fresh is now currently going through a publicity nightmare where allegedly, I don't know if it's true or not, he fucked a he fucked an Asian escort. And allegedly got her pregnant, and now the whole internet is being set ablaze because the guy who's all about accountability, holding these women accountable, blew a load in a Chinese escort, and now she's pregnant, and she doesn't, you know, it doesn't look good. Okay, so here, this tweet will perfectly encapsulate what I'm talking about here, and it will make sense why this is relevant here in a minute. Should have stepped instead. Let me put this up here. Okay, so that look when your entire show is about being red pill and in control of your life, but then a phone call gets leaked that you knocked a girl up and wanted to kill the baby because you're broke, and then I put the music notes would take you to the limit. So I put the black Furby here, and for those who don't know, tell me the resemblance isn't striking. For those listening, I put a picture of a black Furby with a Fresh from Fresh and Fit below it. So Fresh and Fit both advertise themselves as red pill guys who are very, very good with women and marketing and all this other stuff. And they're accountable for their own lives. Their lives are so great. And you should listen to them because they're the perfect example of self-actualized red pill guys. Okay. This goes back to the put your head in this bucket. Fresh and Fit are selling you the red pill, right? The red pill under their guise of you can sleep with tons of women, right? The Fresh or Fit has gone, Myron is his name, has gone viral for saying you should fuck 50 women before you settle down, make $100,000 a year and own a Bugatti, whatever. He's advocating for that. And Fresh would probably argue for the same thing, right? But he's now being publicly tarred and feathered for knocking up a Chinese escort, which should be like basic shit that like you don't blow loads into people that you don't want to have kids with. I mean, this is pretty simple stuff. If you're rich, right, which I'm going to say they probably are, right? They have rental properties and all this other stuff. So they probably have a lot of money. Why would you knock up a chick or a woman who would do something like that to you, right? In this situation, the red pill and the information within that, and even just any kind of information that like a mature guy would learn through years of discipline and experience with women, you would know not to do these kind of things. So if you have a whole podcast on this kind of stuff, why would you do something like that? And this is assuming it's true, which I don't know one way or the other. Maybe it's false, but just the optics, even if it is for clout, this looks pretty bad. And my friend Jim Sexton, who's been on both my shows, 2 out of 3, he's their lawyer right now. And it seems by every stretch, this is true. Why would you knock up an escort? And why would you knock up somebody that would essentially be able to do this kind of stuff to you? Because every guy in 2024 probably knows that divorce courts are not favorable to men. Divorce is not a good situation for men. So you really do have to be careful of the women you're having sex with. This isn't even like red pill. This is like basic man stuff 101. How could you not know this stuff? So if you're preaching that God should listen to the red pill and that you are like the gatekeeper of marriage, which they have said themselves, why are you knocking up a girl that can just ruin your whole life? And by all stretches, and right now with all the evidence coming out, it looks like she fully intends to. It doesn't look good. All right, let me run an ad real quick and we will be right back into it.
I am stoked to tell you guys about the show's new sponsor. I am now working with MTS Nutrition, which is a brand that I've believed in for a very long time, and they run awesome cells and they have awesome products. So I want to tell you about their amazing protein powder, which you're going to ask me how many pounds I have of the protein powder, and the answer is all of them. So here I got red velvet cake, 25 grams of protein, and they have the amino acids and everything on there, 59 servings. Peanut butter fluff, fluffer nutter, 26 grams of protein, and then also the chocolate chip cookie, which literally has real pieces of chocolate chip cookie in there. So 27 grams of protein, 180. As I've talked about on the show, getting your protein in is very, very important, so make sure you hit that link below and purchase your protein powder through MTS Nutrition. Boom!
All right. I'm all through my coffee now. Very, very sad. But that's okay. Make sure you go get your own and obviously go to Tiger Fitness at the links below. So when you look at the red pill from your own perspective, let's say you don't know anything about this, but you know Fresh and Fit, you're seeing this whole situation come down or go on. They're selling you the bucket of the red pill to put on your head. Okay, well, when you see Fresh, who knocked up a Chinese escort, wouldn't you say, I'm not going to put that bucket on my head because this dude just knocked up a Chinese escort who's now going to take him for pretty much half of what he has or a lot of what he has in child support? It's a reasonable assumption. And this is something, I guess another point I want to make before we kind of finish up the article here. It's very, very easy to judge a group of people by its worst members. And everybody does this. When you're talking politics, when you're talking a social group, when you're talking anything, you're going to go to the absolute most extreme and the worst example of an entire group. So that way you can paint this whole group that you don't like as that, right? It's very, very lazy and it's convenient. I try not to do it, but I'm sure I've done it before. But this is kind of what people are doing with the red pill now. And this is what people do when they talk about like the Republican Party. The Republican Party is full of Lindsey Grahams. Okay. I mean, there's good people in the Republican Party, like, you know, Rand Paul and Thomas Massie. Those people are the best of the Republican Party, but everybody's going to go straight to Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and all them to paint the Republican Party as a whole. With the Democratic Party, it's pretty easy because there's no real redeeming qualities of the Democratic Party. I mean, I couldn't really think of one person who's good other than there's that Kristen Sinema, but I mean, I don't really know that much about her and I don't want to say anything good about her one way or the other. And there's some people who are like anti-Israel, but like, that's like it. That's all you got. And they're not even that good on that. But it's a very, very lazy tendency. And if we want to have a serious intellectual conversation or a serious conversation about anything, then we should try to engage on the ideas and with the best members of the group. And, or at least like the mean, not, you don't have to go for the best or the worst, but if you want to engage with people, honestly, then it's probably best that you go to the best of the group and the worst of the group and find like a happy medium between those two to, paint that whole group and have a conversation about that group. So that's kind of what's going on there. And like I said, when it comes to Fresh and Fit and representing the red pill, if you see shit like that, I can't blame people for saying, no, I don't want to put that bucket on my head. All right, so let me pull this back up. So every bucket is going to have its own set of advocates who want you to stick your head in it, because the ones who don't, you've never heard of due to lack of publicity. They'll promise you all sorts of things, sincerely or not. Stop listening to them and start looking at them. If it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning and they're walking up and down your street knocking on doors, then where do you think they'll be in 5 years if you decide to drink the Kool-Aid? Or where do you think you will be in 5 years if you decide to drink the Kool-Aid? So this is what let's stop right here for a second. And basically the idea is that, like, if you see somebody with said bucket on their head and they're not living up to the hype they're selling you, then why the fuck would you put that bucket on your head? If that guy has the secrets to getting rich by flipping real estate, then why is he writing up a book and selling that instead of using the secret himself? If the Scientologist or self-styled practitioner of magic can so much as light a single candle with the power of his mind, will he show you or produce endless excuses about why he can't or shouldn't? Will that kung fu master climb in the ring with a decently ranked amateur boxer? There's always someone willing to test the waters for you. If something amazing happens for them, you should be able to see it. If not, you're just being proselytized by someone with a bucket on his head. All right, let me remove that. But yeah, so I think this article is very, very useful in kind of assessing when people are trying to sell you something, because this is happening all the time. And there was a video from, I think, the guy's named James Smith. I hate his haircut. I really, really hate this haircut of the grown-up frohawk where you have it long up top and long in the back. I just think it looks goofy. But, like, he kind of brought up this idea where, like, most podcasts now are basically, it used to be a good medium to get information from experts and from people who want to talk about something, an idea or product or information that they had to help make your life better or whatever. And that's kind of where podcasts were, let's say 10 years ago, maybe even 5 or 6 years ago. But now most of the time it's just people who have something to sell you, and they're going to sell you a hyperbolic narrative to get you hooked onto what they're going to sell you. And really, it kind of sucks, because, like, we should want honest information, good information, and, you know, the best for people, not just to sell them shit, right? And this is really what podcasting has become. It's just people shilling out shit, going on big platforms to sell you their narrative, their supplements. I mean, you see that with that fucking Gary Brecka dude. I know he's really making the rounds because he helped Dana White with fasting or something like that. But this dude's literally selling, like, a wand to purify water. Like, could you get more snake oily than that? The dude's been arrested for, like, insurance sales or something. I know he has, like, a criminal record, and apparently people that know him down in Florida are, like, saying he's really, really bad news. So, it sucks. And I hope that at least in this podcast, I've given all you guys who listen frequently something actionable and helped you in some way, somehow. And that the bucket that I'm trying to put on your head, at least, you've looked inside the bucket and decided that what's inside that bucket is at least worthwhile to consider. I just really hate that we don't get the full picture with a lot of podcasts anymore. And, like, hey, this is just kind of the information landscape. And it's kind of why I did a podcast a couple of months ago on what is mainstream media, because it's no longer MSN, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or any of that. The mainstream news is this right here. Tim Pool, Joe Rogan, all, like, those big, Don Lemon has his own podcast now. All the biggest names in news have their own podcast now. So we really have to deal with this information as it comes in a very decentralized fashion, because this is the way that people are kind of distributing information now. And if you think that, like, let's be honest, the CIA, the FBI, or governmental organizations or NGOs, whatever you want to say, the giant Jewish cabal or whatever, isn't kind of sticking their tentacles in these podcasts, you'd be gravely mistaken. You'd be dangerously wrong, because they're definitely here now, and we have to deal with that as it comes. So I hate to say this, but basically it comes down to do your own research. You got to be your own expert and assess people's information as they give it to you. And really it comes down to, once again, do you want to put this bucket on your head or not? If that person's prospering, okay, put the bucket on your head. If they're not, then tell them to kick that bucket or take that bucket and shove it up their ass. Right? So, yeah, I think that's all I got. I know I ran the show a little bit early. I came in like a minute late. Everybody's probably at church doing whatever, but regardless, I hope you all have a fantastic week. I think I'm going to close it out here if you guys don't got anything else. One more time, good morning to everybody. Of course, there's more people rolling in now. But I hope that everybody has a fantastic week. I don't really have any guests planned this week. I have an idea of what I may do. There was that article blown up about fasting, and maybe I'll do a whole podcast on that. I did a podcast on fasting a couple weeks back, and seemed like some people enjoyed that. I think I'm going to hit up my buddy Sam from 5 till Midnight. So if you're not listening to that on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern time, make sure you go check that out. A Common Crown is doing well, and we got a couple new songs kind of starting to roll out, and I think the materials will be really, really good. We will be at the Millvale Music Festival. If you're in the Pennsylvania area or anywhere near here, you guys should come check it out. We're going to be opening up for Hinder in June. I think that's going to be awesome. I'm super, 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 super excited for that. It's the same weekend as our big show, Rock for Life. I think we headline Friday night, or we're second to last Friday night. Might be wrong, might be right, don't know. Cognitive Vigilance Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. I don't know if I'll be there this week. My schedule's a little bit hectic right now, being that A Common Crown is practicing on different nights now. Yeah, I think that's it, guys. I don't have any other announcements other than that. Make sure you go over to my link tree and hit all the links below to find where you can support me, support the podcast, everything I got going on Twitter and all that good stuff. But yeah, I think I'm going to close it out here. I hope you guys all have a fantastic week. I hope you're healthy, happy, and kicking ass. And if you're listening to this later, yeah, same deal. So thank you guys so much for joining me this wonderful Sunday morning. And until next time, take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.